Hey,
boy.
Peace, peace, peace. It's the Views from the 7 podcast. How y'all doing out there? RIP to the homie Nate Dogg. You know a jam session is mandatory. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Oh. Nah.
Just cause I'm faded. Don't think
that I'm crazy.
Whoa.
I left the club.
What? What up, fellas? How y'all doing? This is your guy Spence, joined by the homie Fats.
Yo.
Ivan.
A.K.A. Positive Pete.
Skinny.
What's going on, man?
What up, fellas?
Shit, not that dollar.
Fats, what up?
Not much. You know, I had my fan moment a few days ago. Joe Budden replied to my tweet and shit.
Oh, yeah. I seen
that. You know, I didn't want to act like a groupie and shit.
He's smiling hard. God damn.
You know, I'm a fan of his podcast, man. I watch that shit every fucking week.
Hey, he wrote that motherfucker. Okay.
That's all I needed, man.
Ivan, what up?
Shit, man. I'm just glad I didn't get one of them phone calls for the podcast started. It's the first time in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, that phone call last week was pretty wild, man.
Yeah, and the one before it. I gotta go take both of our money, though, so fuck.
I guess that's a dad life, huh? Just take the cash.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Skinny, what up?
Oh, man. Chilling. My daughter sent me a text right before I came in here talking about with a picture of a Gucci backpack. I'm like, do you know how much this costs?
Hell.
She was like, no, but I want it.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
No, that's Gucci out. Backpack.
How old is your daughter?
Daughter's 8.
You better take this door explorer and get the fuck out my face.
Man, my daughter about to turn 9 and she's still in the unicorns. Thank the Lord.
Yeah, my daughter turned 9 in August.
Shit. No you way.
She want a Gucci backpack.
Oh, no she way. Want a Gucci backpack.
No way.
Well, man, you know, it's allergy season, man. My allergies are all fucked up.
Yeah.
Man, but I went to the Lit as Fuck tour.
You know, I was.
Me, peace to Martin Lawrence. It was a dope show. Deion Cole, man, he tore it down.
Did he?
He tore it down. Ricky Smiley, you know, both of them put on a hell of a show. And then Bruce.
What happened with Bruce?
I hated that they closed out with Bruce first. Right.
How was Martin?
He wasn't on stage. Like, he was hosting.
Okay.
So he was only on stage maybe, you know, 5-6 minutes. You know what I'm saying? He really wasn't doing too much.
So he didn't do a whole set.
They should have had Bruce ass on first. Like, you can't go from Ricky Smiley to Deion Cole and then Bruce. Like, you know.
What about the other guy?
I'm trying to stay away from the word trash, you know, because I don't want to shit on other people's craft.
But it wasn't good.
No. Like, you went, like, Ricky Smiley, Deion Cole, everybody crying. Then Bruce come on, and it's like, womp, womp, womp.
What about the other cat?
Man, I ain't get there. It was the parking was a zoo. It was a fucking zoo.
Was T-Mobile?
Yeah, no, I was at Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know. Took us nearly 2 hours to get out the parking garage and shit. You know, wifey wanna wear her sexy heels and shit.
Yeah.
Feet locked up on her.
I was seeing that.
Fucking couple steps, dude, we sitting down. Like,
no way. Y'all ain't valet?
Hell no.
Should valet, man.
Man. We some niggas, man.
Man, that $10 save your whole headache.
And but then at the Mandalay Bay, if you the valet ain't nowhere near with
it. Nah, all of it is a walk. Yeah. It's a walk. It's like a 2 mile walk.
It's nowhere near that, bro. Damn.
Shit.
I watched Kevin Hart there.
Yeah.
That walk wasn't no.
It's
joke.
Like 2 miles.
Mm-mm.
It's fucked up, man.
Nah.
It's fucked up, but you know. So the show over, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hitting some of the fellas up to see what they doing and shit. You know, I'm washed. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know what nobody doing, right? But by the time I got to the parking garage, I didn't want to do shit. It took us from the end of the show, it took us 2 hours with her feet locking up and getting to the parking garage and getting out of all of that. It took us 2 hours to get home.
Oh, yeah.
Well, get out the parking garage, right?
Straight home.
So I'm texting the fellas, you know, and one of the homies hit me up and was like, let's go to the strip club, right? First, I'm like, dude, who you with? You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I'm with wifey. I ain't, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so he say, you know, who he with his significant other and shit, right? So I say, you know, I ain't in the strip clubs like that, but I'm trying to kick it. You know what I mean? I don't be out like that.
Yeah.
Right? So I said, all right, well, when you done what you doing, you know, hit me back. Give me the 411. I'll meet you there, right?
Before you go on, what strip club was it?
I think he brought up Lacey's.
Okay.
Okay, right?
Yeah, he had the right one. So,
he
had the right one.
2 minutes later.
What?
This nigga hits me back and was like, yo, bro, have you ever been to the Green Door?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No.
Nobody thought to call me?
Hey, yo. Hey, soon as I got this text message, I was like, what the fuck? Like, I showed wifey, like, dude, this nigga is tripping.
Yeah, is there even a right way to ask a nigga, do you want to go to the Green Door?
Nah, you just say that shit. You just let it fly.
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
I ain't even text that nigga back.
That's kind of wild.
You should have shot him my number. Like,
yo,
hey, the homie.
What did you say to that? Hey, let's go to a sex club together.
Yeah.
You gotta pause. You gotta pause that, Ivan.
Hey, man, that's your fun. Especially if you're going with somebody. Like, I know people who just go just to watch.
Nah, partner.
Like, if people that go just to watch. No. And if you with wife, you get access to the. Maybe he was trying to. Maybe
you don't ask another man to go to a sex club.
Why?
What do you mean? Why?
It wasn't just gonna be you and him together, was it?
No.
Okay.
I don't care. He texts me that.
Okay.
No.
I don't understand the issue.
You can't text another man. Let's go to the sex club.
What?
Why not?
How can you ask another man?
Do you
want to
slap on the ass too?
No, I don't want that.
What?
I don't want that.
Nah, I'm cool.
What? How do you think it goes?
Of all the fucking all the things to do in Las Vegas, you want to go to a sex club?
Maybe that's what him and his woman into.
Then y'all go. By your motherfucking self.
He wanted to see. He said you trying to kick it. Like, fuck. Yeah, let's invite them.
He tested the waters with Lacey.
That ain't the type of kicking it though.
What?
At
why
all,
not?
That's some other type of shit.
No, but you know what? It's not. Well, it depends on which one you go to. Like the Red Rooster.
The Green Door expert. Look, the sex.
No, I'm just saying.
Go ahead, break it down.
The Red Rooster got other shit. It got like a pool in there.
Look, dude.
It got a pool table. Like, you can go in there and just chill. You don't actually got to go participate.
No.
I know people who do this shit all the time.
No.
And they just go and just watch other motherfuckers.
No.
What? All right. Hey.
That's some wild shit, dude.
I don't even like to sit in the house and watch porn. I be damn, I go watch live action.
Hey, that shit cool. That shit wild.
Cool. Also, man, I checked out the new the movie Paterno on HBO.
Oh, I ain't see that one.
Man, fuck me up, man. I don't know how this dude in jail. Or prison. Like, he deserved to be dead.
The coach?
Jerry Sandusky. Nasty.
Yeah. I ain't see it. Did you catch you catch Amateur?
Amateur.
That's the one with Tariq from
I ain't never even heard of it.
What? Oh, it's pretty. It was.
Oh, yeah, I did see the
Amateur? Oh, on Netflix.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to check it out, though. I still got to check out, you said Rapture.
Yeah,
Rapture. I didn't know it was a hip-hop, man.
It's a hip-hop documentary series.
Nah, it's been popping up. I just never clicked on it. I think Logic is corny.
It's not just Logic though.
Okay.
Like T.I. has one. Mm-hmm. Who else did I watch?
Check that out.
GE.
What's the premise
one.
Of it?
It's just like a documentary series kind of.
I'll check it out.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. King Combs dropped a real impressive mixtape earlier today called '90s Baby.
King Combs.
Yeah. If he's not remixing,
Diddy's son.
The one that looked just
he
like
dropped
him.
It today.
Yes.
Yeah, if he's not remixing nothing. Dude, with Mace or Puff,
he
I
went
can't fuck
from,
with it.
No, his beat selection was motherfucking incredible. Like, he used the Snoop beat, Shiznit. Yeah. Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Man, your dad is the king of remix. Though.
His beat selection, like, he got and it. He sound just like Mace.
So,
like, that shit was incredible.
I know Mace said he wanted to help him out on the project, so have happened.
I seen you like posted or whatever, but I ain't gonna check it out. But I had just watched that video, that All Eyes on Me remix.
That shit was. I hate it.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that.
That kind of pissed me off.
But he started it with West Coast. He was like, you know, I'm a 90s baby. And wow, yeah, Bad Boy, you know, that's my.
He wasn't listening to Pop, though. He wasn't listening to Pop's label,
but he was also a West Coast influence.
Stop.
Because he used a lot of West Coast beats.
He don't even rap West Coast, though. He sound like Mace.
But, hey, you can't tell. I mean,
I was mad. That I live on the West Coast, and I like East Coast
music better.
that had me hot.
What?
He was trying to see walk throwing up the W in the video with Timberlands on. You cannot see walk with Timberlands on. You can't do no form of walking with Timberlands on. Clown walking. He's trying to bring
it
all
together. He's trying to blend it together.
He's still a kid, man.
No, A for effort. I like it.
He's still a kid. But no trap beats, just straight 80s and 90s beats. The barge, I like it.
Mm.
He killed that shit. Yeah, he did.
I'm going to have to check it out.
For somebody to be his age, like, that's why I was like, his pops got to help. His pops helped him out.
He probably A&R'd the project. Because
that shit, that beat selection is incredible for someone his age.
Diddy didn't let Biggie pick his own beat, so I'd be damned if he let his son pick his own beat.
But for a mixtape, though.
So what?
It's under his name.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. Now we here to, oh, shit. No. The relationship question.
Yeah. All right. So this
man,
one,
I was flying, man.
Yeah, you did. You jumped right into it. Fuck it. This one comes from our a dedicated listener. Her name is Carissa Lott. The question goes as follows: if the woman is the breadwinner, the only one working, should a man expect her to come home and cook and clean and whatever else is considered a woman's job? Even say if they both work, should it just be automatic that her job, even though she is taking on the man's job of providing financially for her family?
Ooh. I think we had something similar to this before.
I don't think we did.
No, you know what? That was Facebook talk. I don't think no man should just be lazy like that. Like, but on the same time, I hate to say it,
I gotta
read
that shit again.
I'm low-key sexist. So get your ass in there and clean and cook and
fast. What you think?
Wash them dishes.
So what is it?
So okay,
is it switching gender roles? Like no.
So from what I'm reading, right, is
she's saying
even if they both work, if the woman makes more than the man.
Oh, if she's the
breadwinner, she makes more money.
That's not the way she worded it.
No, she said
the breadwinner is the one who makes the most money.
Right here, even say if they both work. Should it just be automatic that it is her job, even though she is taking on the man's job of providing financially for her family?
So she's speaking the gender roles, like our men have traditionally been the breadwinners and women have been the ones that are taking home.
But they're both working. She just makes more than he do.
No, that's not. I didn't get that. I didn't get the part about making more. It's
breadwinners making more.
Should she have to go to work and come home and take on women's role? She's basically saying if a woman is doing the man's role as far as working, regardless of who.
See, you got us arguing already. Man. Look, I'm going to read it. If the woman is the breadwinner, the only one working.
See, that's
God damn, this is a two-part question.
It's two different parts.
Hey, get your shit together, God damn it.
So the first part is if she's the only one working, then she's like, even if they both working.
Okay, well, if she's the only one working, then he is, I would like to assume, a stay-at-home dad. If there's no kids involved, I don't know why the fuck he's in the house. But if there's a kid involved, shit, why, he'd be like a stay-at-home dad. Watch the babies.
Do he cook and clean? And
cook clean. It's the world's reverse.
Yeah, I agree.
What if they both working? Do she automatically take those jobs back?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, if they both working. If we both working, look, I'm as tired as you. I don't care if you make more money than me or not.
You got to make a sandwich or something.
You know, get your ass in there. I mean, I'm not saying she got to cook every day. You know, like, the man could bring the food home. You feel me? But, yeah, cleaning up is still mandatory for a woman.
Man, cleaning up, that's a
That's team mandatory.
Job. That's a team job. I don't put that. Like, in my household, I don't walk in the kitchen. Like, I don't walk in that motherfucker, dog. Because it's like, you know, when we first got together, she was looking at me like, what the fuck you doing in here? Like, this is my world. Like, that's she likes to, you know, that's her passion and shit. So on the days where she be like, well, I don't feel like cooking, she looking at me like, what the fuck you want me to do? I don't even think I know how to cook anymore. Like, if we was ever break up, I'd be fucked for a while. I had to relearn all that shit.
I was one of them spoiled kids, right? My mom did all of that. So I'm not. I'm 34. I ain't never washed my own clothes yet. So that shit
is out. Okay. That shit is out. So it's the second part of the question. Now that we know that it was a two-part question.
Right.
Even if they both work, should it be automatic that it is her job, even though she is taking on the man's job of providing financially for her family? So right now she's saying if she makes more, right?
Not necessarily. Like,
If they both work.
She got it. So she's making more money.
What if they both work the same job? What if they both got the same job?
The shit is a team anyway.
She's not saying that, though. She's saying she's basically saying if she's providing, if she's doing
that was the first part. The first part of it, she's the provider. But if she's saying
the second part is if they both work.
They both work. So we both contributing financially.
Now, to me, that shit is trash. Like, the roles thing is like 1950s.
Yeah.
That role shit is out. Like, it has to be a team or it won't work. It's just, I'm not walking in no kitchen. That's just how I feel about it. I don't know, man. She spoiled me. I can't help it. Like,
I'm super spoiled.
When I get home, I will clean. I'll wash clothes. I'll fold clothes. But cooking? Nah, fam.
That's out.
Nope. That's out.
I'm that dude that my clothes be getting dirty and shit. I just wake up and like, throw me on some basketball shorts and a wife beater and go to the store, buy me some more clothes, bro. And then I take the bag of dirty clothes and shit and take them to mom's or whatever.
Damn,
chick.
That's cool.
Bro, I've never done it. I was spoiled. I'm the baby. I'm the youngest. My brother older than me. My brother 6 years older than me. So when it came to washing clothes and shit, mom's put that task on him. So by the time I got like of age, I never had that task.
Jesus Christ.
So I don't even be wanting to learn. I remember moving with my dad when I was like 13, and Pops was like, you gonna learn how to wash clothes. And I would pile my clothes up and pile them up, and he was like, just throw them in the laundry room. Hey.
Hell
so
nah.
Yeah, I'm that gender role dude. Like, yeah, you gotta do all that. That's your part. You feel me? I'm gonna make sure the yard get clean.
Get that motherfucker horse.
I'm gonna make sure the yard and shit get clean.
A horse in a brown dirty suit.
Hey, look,
like 1940s.
I take it like this: if the man is taking care of the yard, the trash,
the outside shit.
Yeah, that's his part. That's his part. Mm-hmm. And
but
then
say you live in an
her
apartment.
Part is the inside.
Then what?
I'm just taking the trash.
I feel it.
Hey, y'all are wild, man.
Oh, wow.
This motherfucker, you got to get this motherfucker over there. Abraham Lincoln hats and a horse and shit. That motherfucker.
Hell no.
Dog, you got to get out the 1930s,
a
man.
A wool suit.
Well,
bro, all right, man. That's why. Hey. I ain't never, like, my mom taught me how to do, we had to do all that shit. Cooking, not cooking necessarily. I can't cook. But, like, cleaning, like, toilets,
yeah,
dusting the furniture and vacuuming and laundry. You got to learn all that shit.
So you don't say the woman got to come home and do that?
Fuck no, I do my own. I do my own laundry and shit. If I'm in a good mood, I do yours too.
You're a strong, independent black man.
Man, hey, ahead, you know what I mean?
Go ahead, you know what
I mean? We had to learn all that shit growing up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Mom wasn't going for none of that shit.
Strong, independent black man. Go ahead, man. Can't knock it.
That's funny as hell.
Oh,
shit.
Hey, look.
Oh, I'm crying.
Hey, I keep telling y'all, man, I even be our diva sometimes, man.
Oh my god, dog.
That nigga really cried. He really got tears.
He just came out of left field. Oh, shit. All right, Cardi B album, man, just dropped. Invasion of Privacy. You know, it's been the talk of the world. What do y'all think about it?
Phenomenal.
I thought it was a good album.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal, though?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. It was a good album.
You all for woman empowerment.
Here you go. Here y'all go with that shit.
You got Phenomenal.
I thought it was Phenomenal.
It was a good album.
It was a cool album. It was a good album. Phenomenal is a little.
Yeah,
he's I didn't say it was a classic, but it was.
Phenomenal is like.
Yeah, that's better than great.
No. It definitely wasn't what I was expecting from her.
And that's why I say it's a good album. It wasn't. I was expecting trash. My plan was to come in here and shit on that album. I had it planned before the album had even dropped. Like, I'm going to shit on this album. I know it.
That's a little biased, dog.
Goodness gracious.
I told you I'm biased, man. Look, I'm biased towards. But it was a good album. It was a cool album. Like, it wasn't really no songs that I didn't like. You know, I'm not the clubbing type of person, but for the most part, it wasn't no songs I didn't like.
It wasn't that bad.
Here you go.
The album was not that bad. Was it hyped?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it was hyped. But it wasn't a bad album for what it is. Like, it's a Cardi B album. Will I listen to it all the way through again? Probably not.
See, and I told y'all before, I don't listen to women stuff a lot.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
So, I'm not going back through it, but it wasn't a bad, like, it was a cool album. But, okay, we was talking about Be Careful the week before, and you were saying that's not Cardi B style, and that's not what she do. She got like 2 or 3 more songs, damn near similar to that song.
Be Careful was good. The more I listen to Be Careful, the more I like it.
Are you saying that we gonna get on it later? Because yeah, I want to know.
We're
gonna
get on okay, it later. Okay. I like Big and Head.
Okay.
I like Big and Head. Peace to Project Pat.
I hate it.
Y'all didn't like Bigot?
I hate the whole 3-6 Mafia foundation.
I liked Big and Head.
Dude, you are.
That intro was fire, man. You can't skip over that.
Big and Head was all right, though.
Man, motherfuckers were saying that was a Meek intro. Dude, y'all were wild.
That's the same shit I was thinking.
Y'all
my
goodness. Wilding with that shit.
That's the same shit I was thinking.
I said the basis of it. It was.
Who said that?
She was trying to take the intro. Yeah, she hijacked that motherfucker.
Oh, people were saying it's on the same level?
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't on the same level.
I mean, you can tell she tried to take that. It looks, to me, the whole album as a whole looked like she just took people's style and made songs out of them. It wasn't a bad album, you know what I mean? But original,
I liked it.
Now the producers.
So did the industry transform her like that, or what you think?
Ain't no transforming Cardi. That's what you can respect about her. We gonna get
and Nicki is actually dropping on Thursday.
Yeah,
I said, they were waiting. Nicki was waiting for her to drop that album. Man.
Nicki album finna drop Thursday?
Nah, she dropping some new music.
Are
Chun-Li?
We excited for it?
Nah.
New Nicki Minaj?
She's a pop artist.
She gonna have to rap though after this album.
She has to rap.
Why?
She
ain't no rapping on this album.
Man, look.
On what?
On Cardi, it was like bars.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, not bars.
Why
bars.
You say she got a rap.
She got a rap. She got to stay away from that. What is it? Starship. Yeah, that
no
type.
Starship.
Of shit. Yeah, none of that shit.
I don't none put them together. Shit. I'm not. I don't do the whole.
Nicki gonna do whatever. Get 100 million streams.
That's probably like some pop shit.
Yeah, but she been popping.
She wanna
compete. Popping off because yeah, somebody came for your crown.
She wanna compete.
You been popping off because somebody came for your crown. That shit. Cardi came with a solid album. You gotta do something.
When they was on Motorsport, shit. She.
I think that happened by accident though.
Yeah,
I think Quavo did something. Nicki said she
didn't know Cardi.
She is.
She murdered Cardi.
She
kind of did. I liked it.
I don't know about murder.
I don't put them.
Both of their verses was about murder.
I don't put them against each other. Like, she mentioned
the industry does that though.
In the interview, she mentioned that particular video that Nicki Minaj couldn't fly out the day she was shooting. Like, that's how the shit works. Putting them together is like we're helping.
No,
you know, I mean, put all the women against each other.
I don't like
it's
it,
enough money for everybody.
That's what the industry does.
Yeah, that's trash to me.
But hip hop is a competitive sport, though.
It's competitive.
I want to see the beef.
It's competitive.
The
but
industry
like,
always did that.
It's
with
competitive,
women.
But yeah. When they're ready to dance, let them dance. But right now, we're doing it.
But we do that with a lot of people. Do that with Kendrick and Drake. They wanted them to dance all the time.
Facts.
No, but they
all the time.
Whenever a white rapper come in, it's like, are you the next Eminem?
Like, it's been some actual bars though. Like, these are for you, my nigga.
Okay,
but before that, it really wasn't. You had the we had to decipher it. What is it, the sharing a book
that BET freestyle Kendrick
whatever
Lamar
Kendrick
let
said.
It be known who he was talking about.
But he was talking about Papoose too.
When
he don't
what freestyle?
I don't think nobody wants those.
He was after the control shit. After the control thing, he went to BET.
Drake was the one that got
the freestyle
at that time.
You heard that Papoose underrated shit?
I haven't heard no Papoose in a
minute. Yeah, I don't listen to Papoose.
Well, it dropped this year. I don't know.
Papoose is one of the rawest lyrics ever. Dude.
Alphabetical Slaughter. Yeah, I fuck
like
with that.
That's like 2007.
I mean, 2006. Lyrically, I like that. I'm back on my bullshit. Lyrically, he the shit. He just can't make good music.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I like Moneybagg. Did y'all like Moneybagg?
Moneybagg was cool.
I liked all of them except
she was snapping on
phone,
Moneybagg to me.
Now Ring is my shit. this motherfucker.
Ring with
but Kehlani singing the hook. Through your phone. I like
through your phone was trash, man.
That
shit was trash.
I mean, as a man,
I didn't even like the scissor
concept. Yeah, she was trying to rap. SZA was trying to rap or something, trying to do some funny shit.
I didn't like the concept. I didn't like what she was talking about, but I like real life lyrics. Like what she was talking about was some real shit. That's why I liked it.
So what she talking about?
Like I don't want to hear a bunch of fucking metaphors on every song.
Why not?
Why?
What's wrong with metaphors?
Nothing's wrong with metaphors. I don't want to hear a whole album full of the motherfuckers. Talk about some real shit.
Hey man, Chance snapped on that feature though. Chance. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that. Chance,
yeah,
now.
You're giving Chance a little bit too.
Yeah, he is. You putting Chance on.
What is going on with Chance? Is he? What is he doing?
He like. She said he's. He's just filming a future album or something right now.
Like, he just doing all of. She said he's doing features, but I haven't heard him do no.
I don't know why all his verses sound the same to me. Now,
yeah, I don't really listen.
He snapped on Kanye's record.
Yeah, that was hard.
It's like all his albums, like it's like a like that low pitched ass voice. I don't know. I hate it, and he won't stop doing it.
You gotta do what works,
I guess. You know, I think she's here to stay. I think Cardi's here to stay. She's gonna at least give us a second album. You know, salute to her.
She earned that.
She killed her. SNL performance.
Yeah, she did.
And you know, and she finally showed the world that she is indeed pregnant. I was holding on it.
What do you mean by killed?
Because
she stumbled a few times.
She killed that.
Are we giving her a pass? She stumbled a few times.
She killed that.
She did her thing on SNL. She did her thing.
I think y'all saying that because she's
the baby. That Cartier Barty, whatever that Cartier.
Oh, see, I didn't see. I seen that. I seen
that. The first one I didn't like that.
Barty Cartier.
I seen the Be Careful one. See, I missed the other.
Be Careful sounds so much better live, dude. I don't know.
And with somebody else singing the hook.
That background singer was like killing that shit.
But it sounds the same. You actually like the record.
Like if it was a different person on the hook, you would probably like it more.
I like it. I like the original version though.
You like her singing on the hook?
It was cool. It wasn't as dramatic. It gets less dramatic the more I listen to it.
That background singer on SNL was murdering them vocals.
She did. I like that original word. The less I get away from the shock, why you're like, oh my god, this is not the Cardi I'm used to. Like it's like, okay, it ain't that bad.
You know, congrats. You know, she is pregnant. You know, congrats to her. I see people like,
and she
oh
went
my
gold.
God,
she
why
went gold
are you
in one day?
You gonna ruin your career? I'm like, man, that's so trash.
She went gold in one day.
Dude, that's a blessing, man. Cardi.
Yeah, that's part of a rollout now. Back then, if a female got pregnant, it was like, that's the.
But she's hot right now, though.
Yeah, but I think. Beyonce killed that enough to where it's good.
Beyonce had
that shit
a
trash,
whole career behind her, though.
That shit trash, period, man. Having a baby, dude, is a blessing. There's a lot of people out here that's unfortunate. They can't.
Nah, they
forced to shit on some. Like,
they
forced to try to say her career is over with because, or it's going to slow down because she's pregnant, man. That's trash, dude. And I hate that. When you stop, you just.
Women just get the shit end of the stick in every situation.
That shit's total trash. Did y'all check out the GQ article that she did?
No.
I did.
Did you?
I wanted to.
Shout out to GQ for the amazing interview they did with Cardi. You know, reading it, man, and you know, it's crazy how people become victims like of their own success.
Yeah.
Like, Like, it seemed like she was like a prisoner in her own body almost. Like the shit that we see, mm-hmm. that we love or that people talk about, like her voice when she be doing all the little funny shit, the funny little talking voices and shit, like, she hates it.
She hates her voice?
Yeah. Her voice, her speech.
Oh, okay.
But we love it.
No, you love it.
No, like, we love it. People love it. But she hates it. Like, she's real insecure about her speech and shit.
Her sister fine, though.
Oh, man.
I ain't never seen her sister.
Oh, man.
I don't think.
Sister bad.
But, you know, it's good to see the person outside the persona, you know. I wish the kids actually seen shit like that, you know. People, like, take, for instance, like I was telling y'all about Black Youngster. You know, people see the antics and shit. But when he do interviews, you know, he talking about businesses and paying his taxes. Shit like that. Fetty Wap. He talking about, you know, he raps about drug dealing and shit. But he's into the stock market. Like,
yeah. The kids need kids to see that. You better be. Shit. That's not what they're pushing. They don't want fucking kids.
But that, you know, it don't make no money. But it's like, man, I wish the kids would see, you know, that side.
Nah, that's not
that side. And then maybe they wouldn't take the music so literal. Right. You know, we got like 20-year-olds out here with like two teeth.
God damn.
Then drank, smoke, all that shit, just teeth gone.
So
shit.
So young.
How you gonna eat bologna sandwiches then?
I've been noticing that though, like even when like the girls and stuff, like the younger females look older than the females of our age group. Like the 20-year-olds look older than the 30-year-olds.
It's crazy, man. I stressed out in the face out here.
Yeah.
Her knowledge of the presidents was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. She can name them all.
Like a savant.
Like it's nothing.
Damn, I'm mad. I need
see, is
to,
this
I
a,
need
is this an interview you got to read?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
So how do we know?
This.
Yeah, how do we know she knows all the presidents?
It's in the article.
She's like, it's an actual interview, but you got to read, man. Everything can't be a send me the link. It's a video type shit.
Yeah, I watched the Breakfast Club interview.
90s baby shit. That's the 90s baby
don't
shit.
Don't want to read, man.
I really don't.
She did speak of her affiliation, you know.
With the Bloods.
Yeah. But I'm glad she said exactly what it is. A waste of time. It does nothing for you. You don't get no money out of it.
Money.
She has politically correct answers.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, she said she
held them is politically correct.
She said she no. She said she held back. I can respect it, but she say she held back. She held back until she got her big deal, and now it's like she does it like because it's like the back of her hand. You know,
she
reps it just be you know just because it's like she still checks in.
She got to check in and all that. Said cause the big homies change, and sometimes you know if you're not connected, you don't know who you got.
Everybody
to
has to check.
In. Oh my god, I don't. That's trash.
But I did reading about how she feels about her voice and how she goes over her tracks, four or five times to get it right, like saying it right.
Right.
I was like,
you know, she said this in the Breakfast Club interview, so y'all didn't really have to read it.
Well, I think the Breakfast Club interview came out today, though.
No, it was two days ago.
Was it?
2 days ago.
I just saw the Ebro one yesterday.
You late.
Well, I like to read, man. I'm a reader.
I know.
I'm a reader.
I was just fucking with you.
Fuck all that. I know people got all over Punch from TDE for comparing her to Tupac. He made like a long.
Wait. You're going too fast.
Punch, don't do that, Punch.
He compared her to Tupac.
Why would he do that?
Who to Tupac?
And then he wrote like a long little essay.
Cardi B to Tupac?
How? Like in what way?
Okay. I agree with him.
Okay.
I didn't see that part.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I agree with him. If you take the music away, strip both of them away from the music and just compare them as people.
Cardi, strip.
And just compare them as people. Like, they're both very raw and emotional.
Okay.
And people want to hear what they say. When they talk, people listen.
Is that the end of it?
They're both brutally honest. Okay. And even if they are bullshitting, which Pac was doing sometimes, you still believed everything he said.
You can say that about so many people.
You cannot say that about Cardi B.
Why pick Cardi?
Not for me.
You can't.
No, I don't want to hear what
when
she's
Cardi
talking about.
Talks, people listen.
That's
who though?
Take away the fucking the legend. Strip them of all of that. Just ask people.
If you take away her fame, what? Nobody's listening to her. She's just a stripper bitch. Okay, that's all she is.
That was fat, everybody.
She's just a stripper bitch. You take away all that shit.
Fat, everybody.
Pac
that's
was
fat.
In the thong too, dancing on.
Yo,
and I'm one of the biggest Tupac fans in the world, dude.
He
but
was
we got
in that picture.
We got that shit 100, man.
Nah, bro. I mean, nah. I don't. There's nothing Cardi B. I could think of. It's not a Cardi B interview that stuck out to me. There's nothing about Cardi B.
Or how many articles?
I haven't.
How many
read
times
no
have
articles,
you listened to her?
So I go there, but I didn't watch some interviews like The Breakfast Club.
How many interviews have you watched? She's been out for a while. She's did a lot of interviews.
I've watched
like
couple.
Two or three.
That's not enough to really.
That says
someone.
She's not striking my. She's not getting my attention like that. Like, don't nothing stand out to make me go to want to. A T.I. interview.
It took Pac's third album before he was on top of the world.
All right.
Yeah, I'll give T.I. that before Cardi.
So give her three albums or something. Not this one album and you comparing her to Pac.
As
and saying
people, not their music. I just said
I'm not even talking about
their
as,
music.
People. As people, she's a stripper. Which oh I'm not mad. Look, no. I'm not mad at the stripper thing. I love hoes. I have no problem with that.
Oh my God, he got worse.
I'm saying
that's skinny.
So
everybody.
It's nothing that
she is raw.
That.
She's not politically correct. She goes against the grain.
Yeah, but she's not
when
really.
People talk. When she talk, people listen.
Can't you say the same about Kanye?
Yes.
No.
Yes. What?
Why people yeah. tuned him out? Kanye is.
But
like,
I'm saying from
Kanye
the beginning.
Is on some. On, he been on.
He on some coon
I
shit
think
now.
He been off, but he's been on the coon train for a while.
He
now.
Has, but. At the beginning, he said Bush does not care about black people.
Yeah, now look at him.
Yeah, this
nobody
is years later.
Man,
but
no,
I'm saying, this same shit can happen with Cardi.
Music-wise, Kanye is incredible. Ain't nobody trying to hear shit Kanye got to say because all he talking about is
fucking
but
who wants
jeans
to hear what the fucking stripper bitch got to say?
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Lord,
niggas really man. Checking for that?
Have you not?
Cardi,
you
I love Cardi.
Listen to interview.
I listened to her, and she ain't say shit.
Nothing. Nothing.
Ain't nothing
out.
To spark my brain.
She speaks real and raw, but she's not saying anything else.
Well,
real
I'm
and
not
raw,
saying
though.
That, but
yeah,
she's
heard.
Speaking real and raw.
She's
like,
real and raw, but yeah. is she saying anything
a
else
lot
significant?
Of speak
yeah,
real
exactly.
And raw. Significant.
Exactly.
Speaks real and raw. A lot of
yeah,
rappers
she
speak
can.
Real
I'm not,
and raw.
I mean, I'm not throwing no gems out there, but she, you know, she speaks from yeah, from her truth. Who else can do that?
We talking about the
same. A lot of people.
You ain't saying no, ain't nobody checking for T.I. either. When T.I. talks, everybody clowns him for them big ass words he try to use. Just because you're using big ass words don't mean you saying anything.
But what is Cardi saying?
Fucks with T.I.
You Cardi fuck man. With him because it's his music. We keep going back to the music. I just said strip them from their music.
No,
that's
I
it.
Fuck with T.I.
Ain't nobody fucking with T.I. Ain't nobody trying to hear what T.I. got to say.
Boosie the same.
The big ass word. Ain't nobody trying to definitely ain't trying to hear what he got to say.
He is really passionate right now.
He love Cardi.
It's not about Cardi, but I'm saying,
hear.
Man, come
don't
on.
Don't nobody want. I don't want to hear nothing. Cardi B has said nothing
that's
that made
bias.
Me like, yeah,
and it
has that's
your
not
bias.
Me, that's not even
question?
Being biased. Yeah. This is the same person went on stage basically telling females to be hoes.
Can I ask a question?
That's yeah. real and raw.
Would people really pay? If she didn't have the antics behind how she talks, like the funny words, the way she says certain stuff,
and she told you that already. That's like a.
I haven't seen her talk.
Credit
without the antics.
To her, it got her somewhere, but. She says, like, she practices on her words.
No.
To say them a
not,
certain
not,
way.
Not her, not like how the words sound. Like, she says,
her
the
accent,
way she speaks.
She said her Bronx accent.
Not her accent, but like the way she says stuff. Like, she'll say that and do the little funny, like, voices
yeah,
and laughing and all that.
I
all the antics that go behind
like,
how
yeah,
she talks. Would we pay attention to her if she didn't do all that? If she
I mean,
spoke,
I don't know. She had a big ass following before. All
antics.
Of that. Like I didn't even know she got.
Hip-hop.
I didn't
antics.
Even. But I didn't know she got on Love and Hip Hop based off of
Instagram
shit. It wasn't because of her music. It wasn't because of her stripping. It was straight just Instagram.
But
I didn't know.
Antics though. These are all.
But
antics.
She's talking. It's still her truth, and people are listening to it.
She
but,
makes good music. The bitch is not pop.
No,
I don't give
oh
a fuck with
God.
Nobody.
See, y'all going back to the music. Ain't nobody saying
she
nothing about the music.
I'm just saying
I'm
she makes good music.
Even
but
I'm
even take
the
that
away.
She's not. I don't give a fuck with
I don't
nobody.
Pay, I'm not. I never paid attention to Cardi B without
the
music.
The aura.
She might have an aura. But we
that's
don't,
it. Just the aura.
Without
God damn.
Without the antics, though. Without the antics, none of this happens. Without the antics, she don't have a large Instagram following.
Can you say the same thing about Pac?
Yes.
I don't know what antics Pox had. What
antics did he have?
What the fuck you talking about? He was.
Yeah, I'm not that big of a Pac fan. Y'all gonna have to.
What antics?
What antics?
Tell me what antics.
Pac lied a lot. Pac lied a lot. He danced on stage with a thong. He told half truths.
Is that why
Let's
we
keep that
his,
shit real?
Is that
he
why we
wasn't no gangster, but let the persona.
Is that what
keep
we
that said, shit 100.
I should never say Tupac was a gangster.
I did. So what?
I never even portrayed that.
The same argument that I'm
I
trying
don't
to make.
Portray that though.
Not really.
I don't portray none of that with Tupac.
Those
I
are antics.
His gangster shit.
Are those not antics?
Is that why we pay attention to Tupac?
No.
But those are antics. You just said.
I think the controversy is why people paid attention to Pac.
Thank you.
I'm not a big Pac.
But you said you didn't know nothing about Pac.
I'm not a Pac fan. I don't want to say I'm a Pac fan, so it's going to look biased.
I love him. I love him because Pac is Pac is the epitome of what a black man is to me. But.
He didn't get on because of antics, though.
And I liked because he was so political.
He didn't use it to his advantage. He didn't get on from that.
But
it was a controversy, dude. He started going.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Tupacalypse was trash.
No, stop it.
It was trash.
God. The record sales.
We're not talking about record sales.
But nobody caught on to it until the controversy, though.
Pac had a number one album, but Pac did not become who Pac is today until after Death Row because of the controversy.
Oh, Pac had got big.
Me against the world? Am I tripping about me?
I just said it. Brenda's got a baby.
He was not that big at that time.
They were about to drop him from Interscope.
Yes, he was. Dude, big
they
at
were
that
about
time.
To. I looked up the dude, fact. They were about to drop that nigga from Interscope, man.
Until he had the number one album, and then he did that interview, and then Chug bailed him out, and that's when shit just blew up.
I'm not saying that Pac wasn't big.
That's not what I'm saying. I am saying when they dropped. When he went over to Death Row, it propelled him from being, damn, this is a good dude. I'm really hearing what he got to say to, God damn, that's fucking Tupac.
Okay, but that's where the antics started, right? So we paid attention to Pac before the antics.
But he wasn't as big.
Who he may not cares? Have been as big,
we'd have lost the whole
point.
Now
without that, though. She don't get big without all of that shit. You saying strip everything. So when we stripping everything, you wanted to listen to Pac when Brenda Had a Baby came out. He still was talking about
But we
about
just said strip
shit.
Everything and you go back to the music, Vinci.
I'm not going back to the music.
You just said strip music. You talking about Brenda's Got a Baby. You said strip everything and then you just dropped Brenda's Got a Baby.
No.
Did you not just do that?
Yeah, but when you stripping everything, we wanted to hear what he had to talk about. It was never
as
a time when I wanted to hear what Cardi B had to talk about.
Have you tried? You just said that you were sexist. You don't even like the fucking music.
I just said I like
you,
the whole
you,
album.
You're on this mic just full of contradictions right now.
I just said I like the whole album. I said
you said you sexist.
I am sexist.
You wouldn't. So why would I think that when
Cardi
you leave
B
here,
just,
you will watch an interview
Cardi
or you will
B,
fucking.
I will listen. I listen to women talk. Cardi B is not one that I'm just like, oh, I gotta hear.
So
what
how do you
saying.
Know what the fuck she gotta say if you're not gonna listen?
I just said I watched three interviews. How many more you want me to watch? You want me to go back and check this woman's whole career? She never caught my attention.
So if we gonna act,
same,
so we gonna act like
man.
Lauryn Hill, not Pac.
If a female don't catch my attention,
hey man, word,
hey.
So we gonna act
Lauryn
like
Hill
Lauryn Hill, not
shit.
Pac.
Peace to B Bell, man. Personal preference.
Lauryn Hill, Pac, top five.
No, see, then this
top five. Top
Wait,
five.
Did you just go back to the
top
five,
five
reference? Nah, she's definitely not in it.
This motherfucker.
If you call Cardi Pac, Lauryn Hill,
nobody is
be
calling
Pac.
Him that. We're just saying she gives the same aura. When they talk, people listen.
Nah,
that is it, bro.
We're listening for different reasons. Like when Pac talks, I'm listening to be informed of some shit.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Without the antics.
Without the antics, I'm listening to be informed. Like Pac said shit that was significant.
Yeah, he has gems here and there.
Has she,
but
said,
does
has
the,
she said anything?
Does the controversy outweigh what
has
he
she,
did?
But has she said anything significant? She's entertaining.
She got gems
she
here and there.
She entertained. No, she don't.
Not even with not even the entertaining shit. I mean, she appeals to the younger crowd. She's living her truth.
It's through her antics.
What gem though?
She's none.
Point
I haven't heard
anything.
I'm not
going to
point
say,
none
look,
out,
okay,
but I'm not
going to go to this.
But I've taken the initiative.
There are none. I've listened to the
Tupac went to go talk to the Panthers. That interview. Oh, it's like all God. These interviews, you go back. I could point something out. You can't point shit out with Cardi B. You just saying she got
She lives her truth.
I said, thank you. And she gives the aura, dude. I'm not saying Cardi is going to fucking talk to the fucking Panthers, Vinci.
Exactly.
She lives her truth. She's not saying anything significant.
That's the aura. That's politics.
Not really.
She ain't. If she ain't
not
that
politics,
dude, just because she's not that political doesn't mean she doesn't have her truth.
That's her truth.
Everybody lives their truth, for the most part.
Thank you.
And that's I want to go back to Kanye. Even though he's even though the niggas on the coon train, that's his truth. I don't like coons.
That's his truth. I can't say much about motherfucking Yeezys and blue fucked up jeans and slave shirts and blonde hair.
But it's his truth. Like you said.
Yeah, he's being biased right now.
He do got a hell of a following.
You're being biased.
Oh my God, dude. I just
he'll be wrong.
Oh, this nigga.
That's cool.
I'm calling this motherfucker by his real name and shit. Fuck y'all.
I ain't tripping.
Hey,
it's just three against one.
All right, man. Hey, shout out to Fats, man. I didn't even know what to call his album until I seen you said on Twitter, man. This is a motherfucking masterpiece. Please. Saba.
That shit is not a masterpiece.
My God. Here he go.
The prom
slap. If it ain't Toni Braxton, man. The motherfucker.
You ain't like the album?
If Loretta Devon ain't on that motherfucker.
That prom king shit?
That shit was hard.
I didn't make it that far. I tuned out halfway through.
Oh, yeah, you gotta don't do that.
This motherfucker.
Don't do that.
I gave it half a listen. What the fuck?
But you gave Cardi the whole listen?
Ivan, I almost did that too because I don't really be into that shit because the beat selection was kind of weak. But dude was saying some significant
shit. The beat
shit.
Selection was weak?
Like when on Prom King, when it got to the King part and when it was doing all that crazy drumming shit, like I couldn't hear what he was saying no more. So it was throwing me off. But
I'm a sucker for live instruments.
I liked it. Though.
I like live instruments.
I'm not gonna say I didn't like it. I did. I liked it.
Life. That's my motherfucking song. Right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Life, Log Out, and Broken Girls.
I like his premise, but
and Chance killed that. This on that album, Chance killed that feature. Yeah.
You better listen to Prom / King.
I tell you, man.
Storytelling.
If it ain't motherfucking Toni Braxton featuring Loretta Devon. With motherfucking shit, Patti LaBelle on the hook. He don't give a fuck.
Man, this comes from a nigga that was just telling me Cardi B speaking some real shit.
I said I understood.
Okay.
You said you agree.
And I agree. And I agree. I'm not going back away from it.
This nigga just argued that Cardi B and Pockets had the same. All right.
Flatboy Zombies. Did you take?
I didn't get a chance to.
I listened to like two songs.
I'm not.
Them niggas is mad annoying, man.
I'm not listening to them dudes. Every time I try, look.
I just had to spill those contradictions all over the mic.
That's out.
It all goes back to my argument.
That's out.
That's you just out. Liking some shit just off of what you hear. You know?
No, actually. Who not don't like shit because of what they hear? That's the point of me listening to music.
You won't listen to it and say you don't like it. That means you're going off of what other people.
No, I'm not going off of nobody's opinion on whatever them niggas' names is. I don't.
Hey, what Jody do out the car window?
When I tried to listen to it, it just didn't appeal to me. But the Saba dude did.
After the two singles that I recommended to y'all, I had really high hopes on this album. Don't get me wrong, it's a straight hip hop album, but it was just. Eh.
I plan on going back and listen to it.
I like Trap. Trap was the standout track. Eric Bellinger, Easy Call.
Didn't listen to it.
I couldn't get. I tried.
Vinci?
I listened to it.
Were y'all feeling it?
Compared to his other work, it wasn't.
I couldn't get it. Started blending. It started blending together.
Hey, dude,
couldn't tell one track.
This album was long. The album contained one song that was an hour and 20 minutes.
Shit blended together.
That's how that shit sounds. Like one big ass song.
Yeah,
I like some albums like that, but yeah, I
was. This shit was trash. I told you, I'm trying.
Trying not to call it trash.
Yeah. All
right.
By Now is the standout song to me. I like By Now.
I don't think I made it that far.
I liked it a couple tracks on there. I liked it By Now. The one with Sammy.
Oh, my God.
No, I liked it a couple tracks, but it just, like, compared to his other work, it wasn't as good. Like, I was looking for it better than Well, not better than, but, you know.
He's foul for that last song. But Eric Bellinger, that shit.
That song was trash. Trash.
Yeah. That shit was trash. And then, speaking of Sammy, man, I drove past the, I drove past the place where he performed that out here.
The Hookah Lounge.
So, he performing at PT's Pubs now.
I didn't go.
He did.
That looked like a PT.
But it was an all white party, so it was up.
Nah, y'all trying to argue he hot. Sammy hot still? Sammy still hot?
What's the point of being in all white if it's dirty ass walls up in that bub?
Hey, you know what I mean? They smoke hookah now. I mean, I don't know. Shit. I'm all white.
Sammy getting his name back, man.
Yeah,
he got to put an album out, though. He need an album.
Y'all said he dropped classics.
I don't know what the fuck they talking about.
He has. Don't do that.
Classics.
Don't do that.
But he performing at PT. He's dropping classics.
I like his last album.
Bone dropped classics. Them niggas last was seen on Fort Cheyenne.
Yeah. Oh, Bone. And they were on Fremont, too. They was walking Fremont or something.
It'd be two of them on stage at a time.
Man, yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
I
never liked Bone Thugs.
I don't think he got performing type of music. Like, I don't think Sammy got performing type of music.
Nah,
I don't think nobody like every time like
I said, kiss me through the phone.
Every time I see Sammy or something, like even like his Instagram, all that type of shit, like he's in the club, but he's more so like listen.
Kiss
like
me through the phone. Well, so
he's never doing shit.
Yeah,
he's never doing.
He not gonna do a big venue. He's not a big venue.
What was his song called? The Crazy Thing I Do for Ain't That It? Is it Crazy Thing I Do for Love?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Whose song is that?
I think that's Latif.
The crazy things I do for love.
I've never heard Sammy.
What's his song when he was like had the little curl and shit? Dry curl.
Dry curl?
When he was a kid.
Oh, see, you
with the race car jacket.
Yeah, like
that's way. But that was like his first single or something.
What,
wasn't
that's
it?
What is? That's what it was, ain't it?
Bro, I didn't really start liking Sammy until he.
But I thought he had one that's called Crazy Thing I Do for Love and shit.
I didn't really start liking Sammy.
Love Sammy. Don't even listen to his music.
No. Look, I didn't really start listening to Sammy until he came out with that.
This let it spill out on the mic.
No, it was mixtape.
You like Lee Bush? You don't like Sammy? You like Lee Bush?
No, not Lee Bush. He came out with the mixtape. This just a mixtape or nothing like a mixtape or some shit like that. He came up with like two of them, and that's when I started listening to him. I started listening to him when I got out of prison. I had heard one of the mixtapes.
Hey, that's a cold ass shit. You just got done doing Hard Time, and the first thing you turned on is Sammy.
Yeah, this shit real melodic and shit, nigga. Wish I had this shit on the yard, nigga. Holy motherfucker, nigga.
I did easy that time. I was in camp. I did easy time. I'm a non-violent offender.
Doing the slow pop lock in the car. Way off. Hey, Wale is back in his bag with his new single.
That was fire.
He did his thing.
Negotiations.
I like this Wale.
Hey, if he can keep this up for 5 years, I will give him that top five spot.
He didn't drop what,
5 years? Goddamn,
he didn't drop what, four? Is this four?
Yeah, he's too inconsistent though. Next song,
I wouldn't call him inconsistent. He tries to appeal to a certain crowd,
and it's inconsistent.
He dropped like 7-8 songs this year.
Back.
Yeah.
Look, when is Sway Lee going to leave that toxic ass relationship before he gets into some serious issues?
Are you talking about with Slim Jimmy?
Yeah, he need to leave Slim Jimmy first. Shit.
I like Slim.
I'm confused.
You gotta leave Slim Jimmy first.
Slim Jimmy been in his bag. But no, his on and off girlfriend ran up on his alleged side chick and allegedly threw her to the ground, hit her, took her purse, and emptied out before leaving. Then the side chick posted an Instagram video of her face all stressed out. All purple and shit. Ah, hella black. You know? It's like, you got to stay on top of your shit. Like, I know in high school.
He was beat up.
Yeah, I know in high school, you know, it used cool. You got bitches fighting over you and shit. But come on now. You got some shit going on. Like, if you're going to have hoes out here, you can't have them out here fighting.
Sway Lee is that nigga, man.
Yeah, that shit was cool in high school because you just went to the dean's office and went home.
But you got shit going on now, man. You can't have these hoes out here fighting and shit.
But how old is he? Isn't he like 21?
That's too fucking old. It's still too old. That's whole shit.
The nigga grew up in the industry or something.
You can't have these young man. You can't have these hoes out here fighting over you, dude, in public. Man, if y'all gonna do that shit, man, I'm gonna get y'all a hotel room. Y'all can box it out real quick.
That shit is appealing to some dude.
Maybe it's the rollout for his album.
Nah, that's bad for business.
Maybe it's the rollout. Slim Jimmy is bad for business.
Slim Jimmy been in his bag. I don't want to hear that shit.
No. Nah.
Yeah, I want to hear that melodic shit from Sway. I don't want to hear Slim Jimmy.
Slim Jimmy been in his bag.
Leave him alone.
I heard one track, something about if she fat, I buy Chanel or some shit.
That shit was trash with Pharrell.
I listened to it three times, and then I couldn't listen to it no more because I couldn't get it out of my fucking head.
Sway body that.
I couldn't
Slim
get it out of my head.
Is trash, man.
Last week we talked about Safari getting robbed, and of course he knew one of the guys that robbed him. Knew him since he was 14.
That shit is not real, man.
No, it's real. Picture floating around. Safari's lawyer said like it was planned. Yeah.
Safari planned it for publicity. That shit is fraudulent.
Did you watch the video? Did y'all see the video?
I watched it.
Hey man, word to T.I., man. It's a cold world out here, man.
Man,
they get a sweater.
I should have took that motherfucker.
Did you see the video, Vigi?
I seen the Instagram post from T.I.
I keep calling you a real name.
You good? I seen the Instagram post from T.I.
No, the video of the actual robbery.
No, I didn't.
He was walking in the video. They knew where he was in the parking garage.
Okay.
They knew where he was. He's walking to his car. They waited on him, ran up on him with their guns drawn and shit, took all his shit, made him and his homeboy lay face down on the floor. And once it was over, Safari and his homeboy got up so motherfucking fast. Boy, that mink was flying. He had a cape on. Like, he got up out of there so fast.
They should rob him for that motherfucking, threw that bitch in the Tacoma.
So they knew, in a parking garage, they knew exactly where he was parked at and just waited for him. But
I think I'm kind of going with Fats on this one, because Fats kind of called it the first week. Like, man, he set that shit up.
Why would you set yourself up to get robbed?
Publicity.
Yeah, people do that.
First of all, I'm pretty sure he's insured with the jewelry.
What is there to publicize?
You get sympathy.
And you get to do your insurance shit.
Do you got something coming out?
Insurance to get all your money.
I think he just got the single. He got that 100 shit, the 100, whatever
he just
the fuck that
shit that 100
is.
Single.
Hey, man, you be thinking everything staged.
No, because
with these celebrities,
look what all happened. First we speak on this nigga, man, on the dick talk shit. You feel me? Now, he came out with a little so called hit, that 100 shit, right? A little while after that.
To none of his music.
And then
that shit was kind of hot, my nigga.
And now you rock. And that shit playing on everything.
That shit
kind
of hot. Man. I'm not going to lie.
That 100 shit playing on everything.
But
I seen females doing like talent.
This goes back to the question I asked y'all when we were talking about Youngberg. Like, why are they moving like that? Like, why are you just walking around with $183,000 and all that jewelry on you?
But I think Young Bird was really just getting robbed. Yeah. I think I'm starting to think that Safari set that up. Like, you known this dude since you was 14. He knows exactly.
He said they haven't talked since he split with Nicki.
That nigga fake cried on the motherfucking Angie joint.
He said they hadn't talked. He been knowing him since he was 14, but they hadn't talked since.
Sounds like
that
an insurance
that
scam
fake,
to me.
Man, that shit fake.
Sound like an insurance scam to me. That money ain't rolling in. How it was rolling
so
in.
So why didn't he
like,
take the mink?
Man, he ain't have insurance on the mink.
Just take that bitch and run it over. Like, just do something with
that.
That
wasn't a part of the plan. The plan wasn't.
Well, that mink
looked
like old red carpet out there the way he was running.
That shit
was terrible. That shit crazy.
Man. Damn. Oh, hey, man. We got some black excellence.
Okay.
After 11 years in the G League, 32-year-old Andre Ingram finally makes it to the NBA.
Yeah, man, that's love.
Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. And dropped 19 on his debut.
Yeah.
32.
They ain't going to the playoffs, though.
No, they not.
But he gave the Lakers some hope.
No, he didn't
for
get
what?
No hope.
For what?
Hey, you know, every time.
Every time
the fucking Lakers get it.
I got so many Lakers fans that owe me like $100.
Every time
like
the Lakers get a new player, they act like they're going to the championship.
He didn't provide none of that.
He's the second coming of Kobe.
He's a feel-good story. That's
he got,
it.
Hey, he got a trigger. He can shoot that motherfucker.
But they told him to. They was like, nigga, go ahead and shoot. Like, you've been in the D-League for 10 years grinding, and you finally get a call-up? Yeah, and we're not going to the playoffs, like you said. So, fuck it. Go out and do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Go shoot your shot. Like, fuck. Like, there's no guarantee you're going to be here next season. You got two games.
That's two games.
You got two games. You can ball out.
I love the story, but
yeah,
that's some charity shit.
It'll be on FaceTime. Hey, it'll be on Lifetime soon.
What I like, though, is, he has a degree in physics and science, And he's a math tutor when he is.
That's what we should be applauding.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Salute to that brother.
Salute.
He was out there gray as a motherfucking hoe.
But G League players don't make shit. I would have been quit that motherfucker if I was him.
He was out there. He ain't want to give up.
Shit. Man, if you're a physics and science teacher, you can probably get paid somewhere. Like, nigga, I would have been gay that motherfucker.
Be an engineer. Hey, man, he said sometimes it got real difficult, but he stuck with it.
G League players don't make shit.
But he stuck with it.
You don't make shit for what?
In those two games.
Yeah, he got a little.
In those two games, he said they said he gonna make $14,000. Two games.
That's NBA money.
Yeah, like.
But like G League players don't make shit.
But it's paying off. Like, that's his dream.
Yeah, if he sticks. If not, if he don't stick, which he probably won't. This is probably a feel good story. This is a human interest story.
It is.
But so all the Lakers players are hurt. I think they really called him up. I think Luke Walton was the coach for the G League team back in the day. So when all his players is hurt, he already had them in the back of his mind. That's who they gonna get. Man. Say he's the best shooter.
If he's the best shooter, he'd
never known.
He would have been got called up. If he was that, if he was so late, he would have been got called. It's two games left in the season. Like, our season's over. We have no hopes for the playoff. We probably gonna sit our best players down.
Shit. It's a PR move, man.
It's a feel good story.
I don't want to knock the man sick.
I'm not saying he can't play.
Yeah, congratulations, but it's a PR move, man. It's looking real.
I ain't knocking him.
Real so fraudulent. Negative.
10 years in the G League is a long time because they don't make shit.
Ten fucking years, bro.
They don't make shit.
He great.
What do they make? I need to look up the salary.
They don't make a lot.
It's like 19. Is it 19,000?
It's not a lot.
I don't know, probably make $100 a game.
19.
They don't make shit.
Something like that.
Like, you can go overseas and get that money. And it's tax
free. In two games, he's making $14,000.
That's why if you're not close to the NBA, you don't go to the G League. Like, if you're not like.
Well, I think that's they trying to get it to where
they trying to fix the contracts and shit.
To where the high school players can skip college and go straight to the G League.
That'd be cool. That's a better alternative. I mean, it's
nah, fuck that. Support LeVar Ball.
That too.
Support LeVar.
Either way, I just shit? Damn. Are they kind of shitting on his little? Because I just heard this today about high school players skipping college and going straight to the G League.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for a few months. But then I
forgot LeVar Ball got his shit.
I think we talked about it.
Oh man, yeah.
I think we talked about that.
Man, they trying to cut LeVar Ball. They don't damn. Want dude to get the money that
they don't want no nigga to get no money like
get
that.
His money like that, man.
Hey, but the back and forth between Donovan Mitchell and Ben Simmons is pretty entertaining.
Hilarious.
What's going on with that?
Well, basically, Ben Simmons was like, they interviewed him and he was like, "Are you checking for any other rookies?" He was like, "No, none." And they asked him, who's gonna be the rookie of the year? And he's like, me, 100%. So Donovan Mitchell kind of at first he put the little Waka Faka meme, the okay face. Mm-hmm. Then the next day he had on a sweater walking to the arena that had the definition of what a rookie is, because you know Ben Simmons sat out all last year because he was injured. He was drafted in 2016 and sat out the whole year, and so Donovan Mitchell was like basically shitting on him, like saying basically I'm a real rookie because this is my first year. Actually in the NBA. This is your second year technically in the NBA.
He was injured, right?
Who? Ben Simmons? Yeah. So this is his first year playing, but he basically trained all last year. So
they ain't say that with Blake, though.
They kind of did. It kind of came up.
I
don't think there was anybody that was close to Blake as far as being the rookie of the year. True. Like Donovan Mitchell has definitely made a case for himself. So, they've been kind of going back and forth, and Ben Simmons said something. You know, they've been kind of going back and forth about it. That shit is funny, though.
So the question I have is, who is the rookie of the year?
That's tough. If I'm picking, I kind of got to go with Donovan Mitchell, only because Donovan Mitchell plays in the West. He's in the West, and their teams are both third in their conferences. So if you're in the third in the East and you're third in the West, that kind of gives you an edge. He's leading all rookies in scoring. He's averaging like 20. Donovan Mitchell really doing his thing now.
He was drafted in. Was handed the keys.
Yeah.
For the number one option.
Yeah. Nobody saw Utah being this successful with Gordon Hayward leaving and going to the Boston Celtics last summer.
And
easily not.
I don't. Simmons, they need to change this rule. Like, Simmons to me is not a rookie.
He's a redshirt,
like,
basically.
He didn't play any games with the team due to his broken foot. But you can't tell me that he wasn't practicing with them once practicing, he got healed.
And you're getting pro training.
You're getting pro training, but you're actually practicing with the team. So even though you're not on the actual basketball court, they go hard as fucking practice.
Yeah.
So he was already acclimated to the game speed. He had a year to prepare for that, a year and a summer to prepare for NBA game speed. So right. When he comes to the league, I mean, when he plays his first game, he already know what to expect.
Pretty much.
Like, he ain't had no, has it any slump? Nah, all I know is he can't shoot.
He been solid, though.
He already knew all this shit.
6'10 point guard. He good as advertised. I didn't see it in college, but shit, he ready.
Yeah, I got to give it to Mitchell.
I do, too.
I haven't followed of it course. Like that. I ain't been following basketball sports at all.
Keep it on. We got you. We got you.
I mean, I'm gonna tell the truth. Shit.
Hey,
I'm gonna tell more truth to Cardi B.
Pow pow. Got his ass.
shit. Hey, Sixers owner Michael Rubin and Patriots owner Robert Kraft visited Meek Mill in prison. They invited to the cookouts now?
Fuck no.
Why not?
And black people got to stop saying that, man. Y'all trying to invite M to the cookout.
He's definitely invited.
No. None of them invited to the cookout.
M's invited.
Y'all can get y'all a plate to go.
Man, you ain't even no plate. You get a plate. Don't come in the grass.
M can't come to the cookout?
Yeah, M can.
That nigga's trash, man. He can't Why even fucking
trash?
Around.
See, now you just being disrespectful.
Yeah.
But we got no... On some serious shit, black people got to stop doing that.
I don't.
There's no honorary niggas. No, we not doing that. Nope.
The cookout shit is trash to me. Period.
Yeah, that's another way of honorary nigga. No, nigga, you ain't getting no nigga pass. You say nigga, you getting slapped.
Him ain't never said it though.
Actually, he has. I mean, he had a whole song which I forgot to bring up on the other podcast about disrespecting black women.
When he was like 16.
Black bitch. It don't matter. All right. Hey, disrespected black women.
Kraft says after he visited Meek Mill, he said, "It's really bad. I know some of our players in the NFL have talked about this. I see it firsthand. It's just wrong. We have to find a correct way. We have to find a way to correct and also help the community help themselves. It's just sad. This guy is a great guy. Shouldn't be here. And then think all of the taxpayers here paying for people like this to be in jail.
See, that's all he cares about. Productive. That's all. There you go. That's all he care about is the taxes. Taxpayers' dollars.
He trying to.
He don't care about no fucking.
He trying to help out.
Free Meek Mill, man.
You know, if he takes some of that power and apply pressure, that'd be cool. I think it's a good look, but you know,
Robert Kraft is the owner of Patriots right?
Yeah.
Where was this wasn't fair when Kaepernick was doing it?
I'm waiting for y'all so I can go ahead.
I just want to know where
this is my question.
Wasn't that fair? He made sure the Patriots player stood up every game.
He had that that make America great. He's that.
Well, I mean,
my thing is so why he not using that long ass money to buy some real change out here? We know it takes money. Money buys the power.
I mean, well, this story.
So why he ain't using that long ass money to buy some real change? To me, it looks good for the 76ers owner. I mean, the president, because you know he's from Philly. Right. It looks good for the community, and for Kraft, I see the political agenda all over this. Like this does nothing but show me that the NFL is trying to show the people that they're all in when it come to. Reform, criminal justice reform, but in reality, to me, this is just a distraction for us to forget that, you know, the NFL is blackballing Kaepernick
and Eric
for
Reed.
Protesting for the right. very thing Kraft is now speaking about.
Exactly.
Right. And Eric Reed is now.
He's still looking for a job.
Absolutely.
It's crazy, man. Damn. Fuck out of here, man.
Free Meek Mill, fuck Robert Kraft, fuck the Patriots, fuck Belichick, fuck Brady.
Nick Cannon just did a freestyle for Kaepernick. Fuck the police. Nick Cannon, the Incredibles.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to hear that. Incredibles. We don't want to hear no Nick Cannon freestyle.
Wait, who's
what?
Stop.
Who's that on does the more damage than yeah. good. What?
Who's on the Incredibles, though?
No, it's all the battle rappers. Hitman Holla.
Okay. Cassidy, Charlie Clips.
Charlie Clips.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. They're called Incredibles.
I might fuck with it, yeah.
You know they're part of Incredibles.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay. I don't want to hear no Nick.
So he took all the
Clips in there?
Look, Clips them killed it, and then Nick Cannon come in like at the last 16.
Did he have a turban? Did he have a turban on?
Trash before that, huh?
He had a turban on?
Nah. See, you ain't into the battle rap. If you was into the battle rap, you'll know what we talking about right now.
He called it
fuck a battle rap, Nick Cannon.
He called it Incredibles, though.
He did. No, that's the name of his label.
That's his label. And,
they the Incredibles.
I thought that was a group. They all was going to say, fuck out of here.
That's his record
what?
Label.
Oh, my. I didn't know he signed all into
the record. Hey, if I'm capping it, I'm like, hold on, my nigga.
Not y'all.
Don't upload that
not
shit.
Not y'all.
They just, it was
dog,
like,
don't upload that shit.
I want to say it was just like a week. They dropped their little freestyle. It's, the three niggas is hard. Conceited, Hitman, Holla,
Clips.
And Clips, they hard.
So you mean to tell me that they punchline the shit
out of Fuck the Police beat freestyle
for Kaepernick?
And then
if
they,
I'm Kaepernick,
they all, no, look, they all got on
I
a
will
Kaepernick
kneel
jersey.
For you to not upload that shit. All of it. Keep that shit,
yeah,
dog.
I appreciate it, but keep that shit over there.
Play that shit in your iPad. Leave that for you. Yeah, that's the type of y'all listen to that when y'all driving home by yourself.
Yeah,
what?
That don't sound like a good look
at all. Hey y'all, we got some breaking news in the world of science.
Okay.
The first black male was successfully cloned.
Male.
Yeah, there was a clone on Tristan Thompson out here fucking.
I was about to say, man.
No, y'all.
Oh
hey, look,
God.
Check
I
this
was,
out.
I thought he was dead ass serious, though.
Y'all got to relax, man, because y'all know black men don't cheat.
Oh my God.
It's Kardashian, though. Like I don't. I feel bad that I don't feel bad.
Black men don't cheat. That was a clone.
Man, look, you can do what you when you cheat on a Kardashian, it's not cheating.
I don't feel bad. Like I don't feel bad.
Fuck Khloe, man.
Okay.
We need one person that.
Why are we talking
with?
About Khloe and is a black man getting
because,
slandered?
Because
right?
how she did my nigga Lamar Odom.
He not
man.
Slandered.
Nah, Lamar, Odom like, Lamar Odom kind of did that to himself. Like you can't.
Nah, how? You don't release no all that shit. You
Lamar Odom was at the Bunny Ranch on that chimichanga.
On that bullshit.
My nigga almost died, but still. Man, but still, you don't do Lamar Odom like that.
Nah, Lamar Odom gonna come back like
we need
Kane
one person that fuck
with
the Kardashians to survive and be something different. Because
James Harden, the only one that got out, he's the only one I can think of.
Bro. Hey man, peace to Tristan Thompson, man.
Tiger
I know they out here slandering
videos
you.
And shit.
You know,
man. Oh my God, why would he? I mean, Black China got it's something in that thing because she driving these niggas. She got the Erykah Badu because she
ooh,
driving.
Black China,
yeah.
Don't disrespect.
No, he wouldn't
Erykah.
Mess with the Kardashians.
Don't disrespect.
She driving niggas. Why?
He messed with the Kardashians after Black China. He was cool after Black China. He still had hits.
I'm about to put you in the grinder.
Whoa! It's something going on inside Black China vagina. I don't know what it is, but she fucking is. Niggas up.
I ain't never rubbed my meat against no plastic, so I wouldn't know.
Hey, I was watching the interview on the. On the little young dude that fuck with Black China and shit when he's talking about how he go raw and all that weird shit. The little young dude. What's his name?
YBN.
It's a bad spirit inside there, man.
YBN
something,
man. It's not Namir. It's the
yeah,
other one.
Yeah, his homie.
Yeah.
Stay out of there, brother. It's a bad spirit in
oh,
there.
Man. He was.
It's a bad.
And he looked like 18, bro. The way he was like, talking was
oh
like.
Oh, my God. Hey, can you imagine crazy. Her sitting on the toilet?
Black China or the Kardashians?
Black China. Nah. Like, do yo. The whole even
I don't think about her at all.
That shit is nasty.
How we get out with Khloe though? Let's go back to
I
her.
I don't know. Man, peace to Tristan Thompson, you know what I'm saying?
Baby at the crib too. Almost.
Who did he cheat?
All this amazing science, man, and they slander him on me.
Who was the girl he cheated?
Instagram model.
I don't know. I don't give names if y'all notice.
Instagram.
Yeah, I'm not slandering any nigga named Tristan.
Hey, this motherfucker.
But he was cloned though, man. They slandering my man.
I know. I don't feel, but you know what? And wasn't his girl? Wasn't the other chick pregnant or had just had the baby when she?
Same shit happened. Yeah,
that was the clone.
They say the same way you get him is the same way you lose him.
But if you gonna risk it all, man, risk it all the way. Not one,
but
two of these hoes.
Hey.
It wasn't a risk, man.
But yeah, man, Khloe was 3 months. You know, she was 3 months pregnant when this clone finally made an appearance.
No, they said she almost due soon.
No, that was this happened in October, yeah. Which is PR.
The clone resurfaced with another chick walking to a hotel.
Man, niggas better,
crazy, man.
All this shit is PR, man.
But like, this is my thing.
This better be some PR. You got a fucking clone out there.
If you gonna cheat, don't go to the high end hotel where you know the motherfucking paparazzi gonna be. Go to the little hole in the wall spot. I can tell you where they at. I can tell you where you can get the rooms for $40. Don't ask me how I know. I just know where you can get the rooms for $40. Don't go to the motherfucking Mandalay Bay.
That is a clone, man.
Don't go to the Cosmopolitan.
Clones don't think.
Don't go to the Waldorf Astoria. Don't go to no high end hotels because that's where the fucking paparazzi gonna be. You go to the motherfucking the hostel. Go to the hostel, nigga.
Or the Green Door.
Or the Green Door. You goddamn right.
You hey, Green Door need to give you a check, my nigga.
No, don't you go need to a check. Don't go to the Green Door. Go to the Red Rooster. Go to the Rooster.
Get your bag, man. Get your check.
If y'all listening, I want it too.
Oh, wow. Peace to Tristan Thompson, man. I feel bad for you, brother.
If Tristan Thompson called you and said, hey, let's go to the Green Door, you ain't going?
No.
What?
You don't want to nigga.
You don't want to see what Chloe in action look like?
No.
Oh, all right. I don't either. I just.
Chloe look like OJ Simpson. Chlorinthal.
The other one don't look bad though. The other sister, the light skinned chick. I can't think of her
name.
Did
you say the light skinned chick?
Sydney. Is that the other daughter name?
Did you just say the light skinned chick?
The light skinned chick.
They all Armenian. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about OJ's daughter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you was talking about
OJ is free. That nigga might kill you, my nigga.
Chlorinthal look like
I'm
a
not
horse.
Talking about OJ at all.
Hey, I'm not scared of OJ. OJ old and washed.
Yeah, right.
Hey, man, Conor McGregor. God damn. Showed up to the Barclays Center wilding out, man.
Yeah, he fucked up big time.
Throwing chairs through buses and shit.
Yeah. Damn.
They took his motherfucking passport, too. Sit down.
It was so crazy to me watching that shit. I thought it was staged until he turned himself in.
Yeah.
I was like, he facing some felonies, right?
Yeah, and we gonna ground your ass too. But passport.
I heard I read today that a plea deal is gonna be offered soon.
He still might.
I think it still might be a felony, and his passport still may be in jail.
He's gonna be revoked.
They ain't giving him no felony. They ain't giving him no felony.
He cut a few people.
People got their eye. Yeah. Somebody had their eyeball cut and some shit.
He gonna have to pay major to restitution though.
Yes, a fighter couldn't fight because he was.
They canceled damn near the whole event. They canceled the event.
But check this out.
Then Rose fought Joanna.
How many fights did they have though?
I don't know. I just seen that fight.
Out of the three fights, two of them got canceled.
Yeah, that's the only fight I seen.
But check this out though. So right, the word is. I'm not even gonna act like I know these fighters because I don't watch UFC at all. But the word is there was a fighter named Khabib, right?
Mm-hmm.
Khabib and his crew cornered one of the fighters on Conor McGregor's team.
Okay.
A few days earlier, I guess, right? So Conor wasn't even in town. So Conor got a few of his
partners. White on white crime type.
Conor got a few of his partners.
Fucking savages.
Conor got a few of his partners.
Snow monkeys, man.
Flew out there. Like,
from
what
Ireland,
up?
From Ireland, though.
Yeah. He had to fly out there. He got a few of his partners
and flew out there. Like, nigga, what up?
All
right. Dudes ain't doing that for their homeboys. And he doing it just for a fighter on his team. I don't even think they had a relationship.
Yeah, but he gonna fuck his. I mean, hopefully, he keep most of that Floyd money. Because shit, they might not let your ass fight.
You don't think I'm hearing that this Khabib dude is like somebody that he could possibly be fighting.
So yeah, he was supposed. I think
even though it went far, you don't think like the UFC and Dana White is looking at this like, boy, this is some amazing fucking marketing.
Nah.
It may have went
too
far.
That's all Dana White cares about is fucking marketing and promotion.
I think that's like UFC shit, like. Nah. They with that weird
you could have potentially really hurt somebody though.
Man, they didn't do shit on
Dana White doesn't care but it's up to the police.
Almost fighting in clubs. UFC done had all type of shit popping off before.
Not in an official capacity. Like they was this was like the, what the press conference they was leaving. They was leaving like the press conference or the weigh in or some shit.
I don't like know. I just seen the video. It's tripping.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey man.
I don't know what Floyd Mayweather out here doing in these streets, but he got to be careful, man. Someone was shooting at he was in a convoy of vehicles. I think it was three of them.
Yeah.
Someone pulled up on the side of them, start dumping. at the intersection.
They were saying four normally riding like five cars, and they just shot up every car they seen that they feel.
Yeah, ended up hitting his bodyguard in the leg out there in Atlanta. Pulled up on them cats like the dudes did Pac back in the day.
Yeah, they try to biggie that man.
It's crazy, man.
And then after they shot the cars up, the dudes continued to follow him.
That's why I normally nigga pull off.
What's crazy is Floyd, like, I want to say he just bring that energy. Like, sometime, like, I remember when, I think it was the Ace of Diamonds had opened up. The strip club, the Ace of Diamonds had opened up, he came through. Remember that big ass fighting shit, the brawling shit? They was fighting the bodyguards.
See,
and
I ain't see that fight, but I know.
I seen it. I was right there. They knocked the dude out.
One Floyd was swinging and shit?
Floyd put the dude to bed. Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, Floyd bodyguard was fighting first, but one of the dudes tried to throw something at Floyd. So, you know, he just,
I don't know. Floyd bodyguards do be hella big, but this right here, this all
like
shit.
Man, them dudes was like 50 something deep. Like, we all gonna rob Floyd. Like, I don't know. Like, he bring that energy. Like, and it was always some stupid shit. What it was, they had bought the table or whatever, and they already had paid for it. And then when Floyd came in, you know, the security and stuff was like, look, y'all gotta move, cause this is,
see, that's the club fault,
Floyd's area, right? And they was like, nah, we not moving, cause we paid for this.
You fucking right.
And they like, well,
so tell them niggas to sit,
Floyd
paid
there more,
so give me my motherfucking money back then.
Nah, they wasn't doing that.
Okay, then we gonna shut this motherfucker down.
That's what happened. That motherfucker was shut down. How long did Ace of Diamonds lasted? What, 2 weeks? That
there you go.
Was a wrap.
There you go. We gonna shut this motherfucker down then.
I don't know, man. But be careful out here, man. Peace
man,
to Floyd,
I hope they don't get Floyd, man. Floyd's still up.
Hey, cool Trevor dude. Davis, wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. He out here wilding, too.
Dumb. He's a fucking idiot.
Why?
Me.
He's an
idiot, man.
He at LAX. Motherfucking flight attendant asked him questions and shit. He asked a friend of his,
did we pack the
did
bomb?
He pack the bomb?
Yeah, we're not playing none of them games.
What the fuck? They hemmed his up immediately, ass up fast.
Immediately, come get him.
What the fuck you thinking?
Why would he even do that? What was the thought process behind that?
I don't know.
Nigga play
joking
too much, man.
He don't,
nigga play too much.
He don't got the complexion for his protection, for one.
Right. We just not
and
playing.
And why?
We're not playing none of them games. Them people not playing none of them games. Period, point blank. Oh, you think this shit funny? You see how funny it is from the inside of a holding cell, bitch.
Yeah, man. Airport and bomb does not go together.
No, it don't.
You don't even think that word.
Yeah, you don't play like
that.
At all. At all. Dummy. He deserved that.
Trash. Coon ass Ray Lewis says Odell Beckham,
you got to it before,
removed
me
God from his life.
I was going to say that.
Man, I don't listen to none of the nigga with a Beijing in his hair talk about.
Look, man. Look.
That nigga done caught that body and lost his fucking mind. Look, man. I don't want to hear no Bible scriptures, none of that shit. But I do get what he was saying, though. He just,
what?
He just said it wrong.
Because he had a fucking blunt of pizza?
No.
What is Odell out here
doing?
He playing
tickle booty with Drake and shit. Him and Drake, he's spending the night at Drake house instead of
killing motherfuckers. He ain't killing motherfuckers in clubs, allegedly.
Allegedly. You right, though.
But
his main thing was focus on football instead of
who
chilling
the fuck
with
is
these
Ray
rappers.
Lewis is to tell somebody to focus on football.
What
don't
he
got a body?
Don't he got a ring too?
You got a body.
He got a body and a ring and two rings.
Allegedly,
two rings and a body.
What is he playing with Drake though?
Yeah. He playing like tickle booty and shit. Yeah, them niggas on some real suspect shit.
Whoa.
Hey, he could do all of that, like. He can do all that. He ain't got no body. He ain't fighting. He not fighting motherfuckers in clubs and shit.
Man, you right.
But
the two rings speak for us.
Are we gonna conveniently forget about that powder that was next to him though?
Hey, it wasn't him that was fucking with the powder though.
It was in the video.
He was like 16. He's like 16 centimeters from it though.
But you know, to me, like you know, I'm looking at Ray Lewis. You know, what I mean, I'm watching this shit. You know. Trying to be TD Jakes on the sports channel and shit. Right?
Bye.
Like, who the fuck are you? You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody come to see you, Ray. You know what I mean? Allegedly. But nigga, you got blood on your hands.
Ain't nobody come to see
you. You know what I'm saying?
He has two rings, man.
You ain't wiping, you not wiping no blood away with no Bible scriptures. You trying to be TD Jakes and shit. These judgmental ass religious folks, man. They get on my motherfucking nerves.
Trying to keep the youngster from going down the same path.
Nah. I don't think Odell is on that type of time.
Man, fuck Ray. He was fucking up, dog. You got, allegedly, motherfucker, you got a body.
Every time you say where I think about the Life movie.
No, I'm saying, like, motherfucker, ain't no Holy Ghost gonna disguise that shit. Motherfucker, these niggas, man, temporary self-righteous motherfuckers, man.
Fuck you, right?
No, because he be using that shit, man, like he can look down on motherfuckers, man. Odell out here doing his thing, man, fucking on a few hoes. Bisexual or not. Yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't out here murdering niggas in clubs and shit.
Oh,
shit.
He shouldn't have been in that, hot tub with
yeah,
all
he
niggas.
Way too comfortable with niggas
yeah,
in the hot tub.
Man. Cool. That's all Ray was saying. Just stop.
Fuck
man,
Ray
with go, the gay man. Shit, man.
Fuck Ray, bitch, nigga.
just play
fuck
football.
You,
fuck that bitch ass nigga, man.
That's Dante, by the way.
No, Ray like to hear himself talk, man. Like, he out here just be giving out gems. Yo, bitch
he,
ass
hey, he
up,
do
bitch,
though.
Nigga.
Ray do give out gems.
That's Dante with the anger.
Man, Ray don't be giving out no motherfucking gems.
He give out gems. Look, I watch the motivational videos.
Well,
you
sit your ass down.
If Cardi Ray. B giving out gems,
exactly.
Ray.
He ain't doing that, man.
Kapow, got his ass.
Fuck Ray. Bitch,
man,
nigga.
I'd rather listen to a nigga with a body than Cardi. I'm gonna keep it 100.
Cardi don't got the right kind of body.
Yeah,
she got the wrong body. Exactly. Okay, you got. I feel you.
Yeah. I ain't listen to nan nigga that got a painted on durag.
Yeah, his shit was super shiny though.
That shit look like
God
that
damn
shit like a Hot Wheel hood.
And why was this shit that shiny?
Trash.
Damn, right?
It's that bag. That's the Beijing. That shit cost $50.
Oh, I ain't laughed this hard in so long.
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. Right. But you know, he did throw a little gem in there when he said
exactly. You were talking about my contradiction.
Look, nah, he did throw a little gem in there. You know what I'm saying? He show me your crowd, I'll show you your future. Some shit like that. But you know, in the irony of all this, you know, I'm judging him too. You know what I'm saying? But we all fucked up as people. I don't give a fuck.
Not me. I'm
fuck perfect. Him, no bitch, nigga.
He just got to stop playing butt tag with Drake, man. Focus on that football,
shit.
Dude.
Oh, look, that's disrespect.
Focus on football.
That's facts, everybody.
But he focusing on football. He ain't doing shit out here but dancing homosexually.
in a hot tub with niggas. Drake visited him in the hospital. He spent the night at Drake's house multiple times.
Shout out to all the bisexual homies, you know what I'm saying? All the download brothers, y'all. I don't think.
And I'm not saying nothing's wrong with that. Don't attack me.
Don't backtrack, goddamn.
Look,
stand on your principles.
Don't attack me.
Stand on your principles.
Don't attack
me. I'm backtracking. These niggas backtracking.
Hey, that motherfucker fast to be like. And that's all I'm gonna say.
Motherfuckers in here backtracking. When I said the shit about the women and the motherfucking Me Too and shit, I stood on my motherfucking principles. These niggas in here backtracking.
I'm just saying, focus on your crap.
Oh, hey, these niggas.
Focus on your
crap. These niggas.
Hey, look. Shout out to Ray Lewis. Bitch, nigga. shit. Stevante Clark, man.
Who?
Brother, Stephon the assassinated yeah. brother, Stephon Clark. Is out here wilding again. What the fuck you doing, man?
What'd he do?
I was hoping we was
running
pass
around
him
in stores doing the money phone shit.
Angela Rye, please take over for this flamboyant ass nigga. Please
take
over.
What's wrong with him, man? And I, you know what I mean? This ain't no mental shit. Like, this clown shit. You gotta sit your ass down.
Yeah, he gonna fuck it up.
Take that Burberry rag off your head. Go to the park.
Do that. No, he didn't do that.
Lay that motherfucker down and have a picnic or something, man.
Man, he fuck. Oh. He gonna ruin it. He's gonna ruin it.
He already ruined it.
Your brother's not gonna get justice, and it's gonna be your fault.
It's too late, man. They should have got Angela Rye.
But whatever. Hey, man, shout out to the blind homie Bill Cosby. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
A woman jumped a barricade and charged Cosby. You know, she charged his ass. Like, titties out and all. They was looking good, too.
They was cool. They wasn't.
The girl from.
She was on his show. She was on his show a few times.
Wait, what?
She was
on the show.
Yeah, she was on the kid.
As a kid, she was on the college.
So he did.
No, he didn't.
She had all the
victim names and shit.
She ain't had no nothing.
Those titties definitely get a C+.
Hey man, she had the
A C plus.
Hey,
they
titties.
Was perky. They was sitting up.
The nipples wasn't.
Bill claimed he was blind. He was looking at them titties.
Why wouldn't you? They there?
That cataract.
I didn't even know that nigga was blind, man. That nigga lying, man.
I didn't see the grade you give some of these women on Facebook for their breastises. Hey, these for sure was better than a lot.
Them was not. Them was not. They was cool. They was cool. Them was a C plus.
But this part of his retrial, man, I don't know, but they trying to get his ass. They trying to get him.
Man, the man already.
I'm not. You know, I'm not. I don't like saying names. I'm not gonna say if he guilty or not because I don't fucking know. But they going. He trying to get his.
But like, we already had a settlement. Bill Cosby,
they need to get all them actors and shit with all the little young actors that saying they was being molested and shit. Go get all them actors that was molesting them little young kids too. Them little young white kids too. Use them too.
She says she's part of an international women's movement of topless activists. I need to know where the fuck they protest.
Where they protest at. You absolutely right. Hopefully they in New Orleans next week because I'm gonna be out there with them beads. And,
oh, yeah, man. 2 weeks, New Orleans.
Not 2 weeks, one.
Is it 2 weeks? I mean.
One more week. Seven
one
days.
One more week. Man, yes. I can't wait. Well, she gave me the green light to be able to look at the boy. Look.
Yeah, man. Yeah, somebody, one of the homies sent me a video today at Bourbon Street. And some big old titties out there. I said, yes, Lord. I'm about to shake them beads.
Cajun bacon titties.
They gonna be doing the beads when we go out there?
Absolutely. I'm gonna be doing them. I'll be right next to you. Like, let me. You know what? I do want to see them titties. Let me go underhand pitch you some.
Hey, man. But is that it, fellas?
Yeah, man. Ready? Yeah, that was kind of. We kind of got a little early, man.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
I mean, it's good though, because you know the end of the NBA season ends today. So you know it's a lot of movement with these playoffs. I'm excited to get home. And,
Russell got his 16 rebounds.
He did. He got his 16 rebounds. So
averaging another triple double.
He did. He did that thing.
Hey, we will have a guest on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Next week.
Shout out to Jasmine. Where can he find y'all at, fellas?
FTE_Fats on Instagram and Twitter.
Young Al Bundy on Twitter and Instagram. Young YUNG_Al_Bundy.
Skinny?
Man, just follow me on Twitter because everything else is all right. Skinny_777. I think that's my Twitter shit. @skinny_777. Yeah, that's it.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Spence. That's JUS Call Me Spence. As always, please like, subscribe, show us love on iTunes with the reviews. Follow the podcast on Twitter at @ViewsFromTheSeven, on IG at @Views_From_The_Seven, and on Facebook at @ViewsFromTheSeven. Thank you for listening. We out.
Peace.